Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. I'm Brother Thurman, and I want to welcome you to the Us Lifting Us weekly Thursday night call, the Dare to Win call, a place where we have a sober discussion about the economic and political plight of Black people and the global cooperative economic model that provides an exact method of gaining economic and political self-determination. And we will get started with our topic for tonight. We've got a very exciting topic like we so often do, and as soon as the music finishes, we will get started with the conversation. Once again, family, we welcome you to the Us Lifting Us Thursday night call, and we're here internet radio as well as by telephone that you can listen to the conversation. And by telephone, you can reach us at 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. And when you have a question or comment, you press the number 1 on your keypad. And also, by internet radio, you can reach us at through our website, www.usliftingus.com. That's www.usliftingus.com, and look for the tab that says Ulu Radio. And when you click on that, then you'll see another, you scroll down and you see where it says Listen Live, and you click on Listen Live. So we do. We are heard around the world, and so a number of the people are listening by internet radio. And tonight we look forward to your participation and take notes of the various things that will be talked about tonight. And my name is Brother Thurman. I'm an Us Lifting Us member. And joining us this evening is Sister Adama, a multi-talented sister. And she's going to, and we'll get into that. But Sister Adama, thank you so much for joining us on the call tonight, and give the audience your greetings.
Thank you so much, Brother Thurman. I always appreciate the opportunity to be able to have my heart speak. And,
wonderful.
Yes, and Thursday nights have always been, I guess, for the last 21 years with me doing radio on Thursday nights. You know, and I've done other nights, but, you know, it's just a good, I think a good night to always express myself. And I've been attuned to the reality that a lot of times when I'm programming my program, it rains. And so it's clear here tonight, but when I was programming my show for tonight, it was raining yesterday. So I thought that it's always very interesting how Mother supports me.
Yes, that is interesting. Yes, yes. Okay. And so, family, tonight Sister Adama, tonight our topic is tell us about the topic is there's so much more to be thankful for. There's so much more to be thankful for. And before we get into that, the topic for this evening, Sister Adama, tell us about you, your healing center. You mentioned the radio broadcast. Tell us a few things about yourself.
Well, I have been, say, severely passionate about our liberation as a people and as a global humanity for decades, and have been committed to it for over 40 years, and been in service primarily in the Atlanta area by virtue of the internet and with my holistic life services, you know, in supporting people in reversing whatever the issues that may have started crystallizing in their tissues from AIDS to ZIT. So I have detoxification clays and herbs and consults and counseling. And I do numerological profiles, destiny card readings, and bring forward the substance of self-knowledge, creator knowledge, and creation knowledge as the trinity for how we become a liberated people. And so my radio program started 21 years ago with community radio, WRFG.org, 89.3 FM. I've done radio programs in Jamaica when I was there, and have, you know, been on pretty much every major stage in the city of Atlanta in the 40 years that I've been here, you know, as a spoken word messenger, Afrocentric model, dancer. You know, I have done many things, gone through many stages and phases as I'm maturing, but for where we are now, I speak consistently to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our coming to a point and place of knowing how to realign and reconcile ourselves with the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us as the most expeditious path of our regaining our footing upon the path of conscious immortality. And that's what really it is to be liberated. We cannot ever have a greater wealth than the wealth of ourselves. There is nothing that man has created that has greater value and substance than that which we already are but naked. And this is the truth for all hues of people. For us as a melanin-dominated people whose genealogy includes our indigenous, our African, our Anglo-Saxon, and other ones, we have to come to a point and place where we're committed to the wholeness of everything and everybody, including Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures, in order to really understand what the requisite is for our being qualified for continuance in existence under a society that has become a death culture, and by virtue of that have and are literally phasing themselves out of existence as a result of there being absolute law. And so the love of the law, the love of the light, the love of being are some of the things that I am consistently speaking to over the airwaves when I do one-on-one consult counseling. We always have to start with that which beats our hearts and breathes us as to get properly oriented. What we've realized in all of this time, from the early civil rights movement and human rights movement, Black Power movement, and all of the things that our previous lineages and foreparents have been engaged in as an effort to gain our footing and our respect as a whole people, since we were declared to be less than human, then we are in a now moment where those of us who are in maturity, and I assume that most of us who are on this call are in maturity, that means 45 and up, so that in my estimation, the will of existence, the intelligence of existence intended for us to be ever more refined and harmonized with its way, its will, its law, its order, so that we are able to really facilitate the progression of our lineages and the progression of our humanity. And so I'm concerned that we're missing in action as a result of our consistently looking at the things that men have produced as methodology for our liberation, and it just can't be that because we have not really had the example of ones and ones who really walk as liberated beings. So, in my estimation, it's our duty to become it because we've yet to see it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Powerful message. Family, we definitely invite you to listen closely and take notes, and you have the opportunity in a few more minutes that you can call in at 929-477-2789. Well, those that are already on the line, you press the number one on your keypad. So once again, the topic is there's so much more to be thankful for. And Sister Adama, you've already, gotten started with that topic. And there's just so many things that I'm sure that you can address. When the topic is there, so much more to be thankful for, does that, in this moment, do you see where we're missing out on the, as it says, there's so much more? Are we missing out on some things? Are we missing out on, for example, people and pharmaceuticals and others that appear to be wanting to have or pretend to have a God complex, and they can outthink nature? How does it help me piece that together?
Well, I think that the gratitude, the real appreciation, love and appreciation for life. All right, so this is a traditional, what I refer to as a holiday, that they would refer to as Thanksgiving. But our participation in this particular holiday, and I refer to it as a holiday and not a whole holy day or a day of wholeness, because there has been carnage that lays foundation for this day in the murder of millions of chicken and hens and pigs and turkey to express gratitude for the bounty and the harvest of things. And I'm saying that we don't have, I'll put it this way, there is no way to truly express your real gratitude for the abundance of life with the suffering of other ones. And because we don't necessarily think about it in that way, then we are not really understanding that which is key to our liberation, which is the fulfillment of law that is love. And love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is that we each, every living being that creeps and crawls and moves and has life itself, sees as an eye of God. And we've not been really properly oriented to respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And we have been following the edicts of a people who feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, usurp, bastardize, castrate, violate, you understand, and feed off of the carnage and the degradation and the frustration, the anguish, and the angst of other ones. And we can no longer participate with this. And so our gratitude that we have the opportunity to be reconciled and harmonized within the law of existence, to be in a place and space where we realize that there is justice in life, because there is law and there is order and there is absolute truth. And we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. We were not told to follow the auspices of those who were enslavers and rapists and subjugators and dominators and capitalizers and whatnot, and follow their example. That's not what we were told to do. And so our gratitude and our thanksgiving that we have a direct connect to the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts, that breathes us, that has the world spinning, the sun blazing, and there is no one who has a greater authority in our lives than we do ourselves. But if we will not take responsibility for correcting ourselves, then yes, we are missing. We're missing the keys to the kingdom. We're missing the fullness of all there is that we have access to as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And there is no adequate estimation or guesstimation as to how much more of ourselves we would have access to if we were truly committed with every fiber of our being to being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected, to realize that our bodies are divinely and perfectly designed, that we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and we have not been given a proper orientation for dwelling in the divinity of eternity as our day-to-day reality. So, yes, we're missing so much, because there is so much more. As clearly as we can see it and envision it and get excited about it, you understand, because we are co-creators, we have been given faculties with which to create. And so dwelling in the reality of eternity and in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, in the realm of this universe and in the heavens, and then having such hellacious experiences, is because we're ignoring the law, disrespecting, disregarding, functioning antithetical to it, and it creates and has its own consequences, which is showing up as the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, the sarcoidosis, and all of the other sickness, illness, and disease that constitutes the pandemic that we were already under prior to this farce of the COVID-19 and the coronavirus that is supposedly a global pandemic that is the global manipulation, social manipulation, and lies.
All right. Thank you. And when you mentioned the COVID, that's the war that's being waged on our mind, on our bodies. How do we address it? How do we defend from that?
Well, the issue is this, you know, the heart attacks, the strokes, the diabetes, the cancer, there is so much more to be concerned about than what they're calling COVID, because most people are not really impacted and affected by it. It's you know, they're cooking the books. They are dramatizing this so that Gates and Fauci and those ones who've invested in the pharmaceuticals and the vaccines and whatnot of the World Health Organization and all of these ones, this is where their money is. And so we have been under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide for a generation, for hundreds of years.
Okay.
And this is what we've missed, is that when you are being warred against, then your first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine yourselves and yourself. And we have not understood, in light of it all, the true methodology of oppression, which has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, so that the brain cells are oppressed, the cells of the pineal gland and the thyroid and the hypothalamus and all of our glands and organs are oppressed with all of the nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and preservatives and pesticide, herbicide, antibiotic, hormone, chemical residues, which are in fact behavior modifiers that the Germans have created. The shelf stabilizes all of the things that we can buy in bags and packages and boxes that last for a lifetime, and you just have it in your pantry until you're ready to put water to it or whatever. But I'm just saying is that the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of the stuff that we were already dealing with is a much greater threat to our lives than COVID, or I'll say than the coronavirus. The coronavirus is there 27 different coronaviruses, and they say, oh, well, that's pretty much the virus that is responsible for the common cold or the flu. But the common cold and the flu has been created by the amount of mucus that is in the body as a result of our bodies. One, we're breatharian first, okay? So we have to breathe. Oxygen, there's more in the air than we think that is there. It is the breath that is the animating, maintaining, and sustaining force of our existence. It is the breath. It is not the food. And so for them to have us or have people, and particularly elders and other ones who do and have been compromised by the eating of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Now they're breathing in the carbon dioxide, which is the waste product of the process of oxygenating or breathing. And so they're bringing it in. So you're suppressing your immunity. Now, the fact that people have been getting up in the morning when the body's trying to cleanse, and then eating the flesh of turkeys, turkey bacon, pork bacon, bacon, all of this stuff, when fruit should be the first thing that breaks our fast, because fruit is the body's natural cleanser. So for all of the bacon and the eggs and the cheese and the white grits and the hash browns and the pancakes and the waffles and the croissants and the donuts and the honey buns and the muffins and the oatmeal and all of the mucus-producing stuff that people have been eating consistently over time, that is what is giving them any greater degree of susceptibility and vulnerability to the amount of mucus, and the mucus becomes so acidic, but it then allows for the proliferation of viruses, bacteria, worms, organisms, and other things that literally begin to reproduce and feed from our blood and our tissue. So the body, being perfectly and divinely designed as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this realm of eternity on the planet, that is literally a biospheric intergalactic spaceship, and our bodies are our spacesuits, and they're under siege by all manners of microorganisms and things that are not in our best interest. So within life, bacteria, viruses, organisms, you know, all of that is a natural part of life. It's nothing that should be undermining us. What's undermining us is the rot and the decay and the decomposition of dead animals in these bodies. We're not designed for it. And this is where the animal justice is coming in. We're not designed to eat it.
Yes. And so when you mention the animals, just to make sure that we've got clarity, in terms of the numbers of people that are suffering with illness and even making a transition, the numbers are huge when it comes to the consumption and feeding off of these dead animals in comparison to the what's called COVID.
Right. And now, you know, but what I'm saying, they're cooking the book. So now, you know, people are dying because the hospitals have stopped servicing most people. Unless you're cold, unless there's something going on with you with the coronavirus or respiratory issues now. Upper respiratory disease was the fifth largest killer of us anyway because of all of this mucus. And that's what I'm saying is that we're following a people, okay, you want to be free from a people, but then you eat from them. You eat like them. And this is where we've missed. And why there's so much more to be thankful for. Why? Because we're in a day and time where we have the opportunity to do what previous generations did not know to do. And that's the clearing, the cleansing, the changing of the diet, and you know, really stepping into our power through acknowledging the perfect design of our body temples, that we are really to have serious nutrition. You understand? So to be a nutritarian, where you understand, as opposed to being a pescatarian or a carnivore or whatever, I'm just saying, you need nutrients. You need the minerals. You need oxygen. You need water. You need minerals. The minerals are what the plants are bringing forward, the clays are bringing forward, the herbs are bringing forward, our calcium, our iron, our phosphorus, our magnesium, our silica, and all of these other ones. You understand? But to come to a point and place where our diet consists primarily of carbohydrates, of starches, and protein is a major issue. Now, we are in a place now where the food, what they call food, is not food for us. But we're spending trillions of dollars on that which the body cannot even utilize. And this is where the obesity comes in. Obesity is the evidence of a severe state of starvation, nutritional starvation, and the evidence that people are consuming that which the body does not know what to do with. So it's just storing.
Sister Adama, let's take a quick, very quick, and family, we're going to take a very quick musical break, and we will be back very shortly. Family, thank you so much for being with us tonight, lifting us Thursday night call. And we have as our guest tonight, Sister Adama, and she was speaking on the topic of that there's so much more to be thankful for. And Sister Adama, before we took the musical break, you were talking about a number of things, and you mentioned nutritarian. I think that many people are totally unfamiliar with what a nutritarian is. Please tell the people about this. Yes, it's precious. It needs to be brought forward and so that they can understand that there's a major difference in how we can be if we are a nutritarian. But please tell us about that.
Yeah, it's just a term that I've coined because
you know, we are acting as if it's just whatever we want. You know what I'm saying? In terms of food, it's just whatever you want. It's like there's no real right way to create optimum cellular functioning. And I'm saying, no, we're perfectly and divinely designed. And designed perfectly, that the body is completely intelligent. And these spirits that are in these bodies should be intelligent enough to want to be functioning optimally. And in order to do that, in order to literally reverse the issues that have been labeled AIDS and cancer and diabetes and hypertension and all of these other labels that people have, which is the evidence of our pandemic and being under siege, then one, we've got to cleanse, and then we've got to nourish ourselves. So to get to a point mentally where your purpose for consumption and consuming is to be neutral, you know, really nourished, to be nourished, mm-hmm. as opposed to just feeding an appetite. Now, when a people take over another people, the people who took over these people did not have optimum cellular functioning of these people at heart. You understand? It was like, no, just give them niggas whatever, and y'all get back to work. You understand? It's like, and now people's orientation is, well, you know, since I can't get full of no rabbit food. You understand? So we're not eating for nutrition. We're not eating for optimum cellular functioning. We're not consuming that which is oxygenating and hydrating and mineralizing to alkalize and facilitate consistent cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, and the upliftment and elevation of the spirits that we are. Now we're having to recalibrate and get real about what we want with the rest of our lives. So when I say nutritarian, I'm saying, no, we are oriented from the place of wanting to be well-nourished. Because that's when the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning, the liberation can only happen when we are liberating ourselves from all of the sludge, all of the mucus, all of the chemicals, all of the residues from the tobacco and the alcohol and the white sugar and the sodas and the phosphoric acids and all of the stuff that is in all of these things that has become multi-trillion dollar business. Now, this is where we have an opportunity to outthink these people. I'm just saying, what real health actually is, it's not just being in a place where you have not been diagnosed with anything. Real health means that you are able to outthink those who do not have your best interests at heart. Real health means that you're able to tap into the divine mind that you are within and have access to, so that you are always able to get answers to your questions and solutions to your problems and to recreate whatever situation and circumstances. To be healthy means that you can be creative. Being healthy means that you're not stressed out. Being healthy means that you do nothing to undermine yourself. Being healthy means that your cells are well oxygenated, hydrated, nourished, so that you are consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, and being revitalized, so that as you're truly maturing, you're not getting old. I say, what kind of old is there when you're in the realm of eternity? Except for the impact and the effect of insufficient oxygenation, dehydration, insufficient mineralization deficiency, and the saturation and the accumulation and the contraindication of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, and all of its chemicals that are causing the cancer, which is the third largest killer of us as a people. Abortion being the number one killer, heart disease the second, and then the various cancers, which is just extreme acidity. So anything that we're consuming that is not fresh fruit and vegetation is going to create acid. Uric acid from the flesh, lactic acid from the dairy, and carbonic acid from the starches. So when we talk about the rheumatism, the arthritis, and the gout, and different things like that. It's all acidity. When we talk about the digestive issues and the GERD and the acid reflux and whatnot, it's because we are not knowing how to really eat. We're mixing all kinds of things up. They're not digesting well. Everything functions by order, and we have not been taught that order. And now we have the opportunity to be grateful for the ability to correct ourselves, to heal ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, and to stand as a liberated and a resurrected people.
Good word, good word. You have in your healing work, your center, the title, the name is Mother Earth Blessing Holistic Life Center.
Yes.
And when you talk about getting away from the dead animal diet and the processed food diet, you're seeing big success in terms of how you're guiding your clients in that natural nature direction, and what they would not be getting if they were going the route of the pharmaceutical surgery and medical establishment. I mean, tell us the difference what you're seeing.
Absolutely, and you know, now when I talk to people, I have to ask, you know, have you had any surgeries? Do you still have your womb? Do you have your gallbladder? Do you have your kidney? You understand? Because they're, you know, because the way that the system works is to just extract your glands and your organs. Now, you need your glands and your organs, you know, but the issue is that the body has so much waste that by the time these organs and glands are filled up with so much waste, they don't know. The doctors and the nurses and the ones that you all are trusting for health care don't know nutrition. They don't know food. They don't know God. That's the issue. That's what the real problem actually is that we don't know God in terms of the order and the intelligence and the wisdom and the perfection of life in our divine design. So when you start cleansing, you understand, now many of us, when we were children, we ate the dirt, we craved the dirt. It might have manifested as a desire for chalk or cornstarch or Argos starch or something like that. And depending on where you were, where our people were in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia and whatnot, we ate the dirt. We ate the clay. The clay is the natural detoxifier for the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHC. What a lot of people don't realize that even when you change your diet, so you're no longer doing the salami and the bologna and the hot dogs and the hamburgers and whatnot, but because we grew up on this garbage, those chemicals are still in our body. And very few people thinking about it. Somebody will say, oh, well, I smoked for 40 years. So if you smoke cigarettes for 40 years, your brain, your lungs, your whole system is filled with the residues of 110 chemicals, including the arsenic, formaldehyde, and all the other chemicals that they have in it. So, no, once you stop smoking, once you stop eating this meat, once you stop drinking the alcohol, once you stop doing all these things, then the body is so intelligent that it begins to really cleanse itself. But if we do not facilitate the opening of all channels of elimination so that which is being loosened up on a daily basis can actually get out of our systems, then, and you go into more starches. So many people who get rid of the meat and whatever, what do? They get more nuts, they get more beans, they get more rice, they get more stuff. It's not cleansing. It's not facilitating the cleansing. And so in the 40-some years that I've been here, strict vegetarian, I've seen so many vegan vegetarians pass away with uterine cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and other issues because no one knew to facilitate a daily internal cleansing. And so the cleansing is about drinking the clay water. So it goes through the circulatory system and it begins to loosen up anything that's inorganic in the tissues. And then we do enemas. and we do detox baths to sweat those toxins out. The skin and the interstitial tissues underneath are the largest eliminative organ of our body, the skin. Okay, and so when many people are coming down with things like eczema and psoriasis and shingles and rashes and, you know, their skin is turning all black and whatnot, that's the evidence of how much toxicity is not getting out. So we're just facilitating the body's cleansing process, and then we're nourishing. But we're cleansing and we're nourishing daily as opposed to doing a spring cleanse or a 20 or 40-day fast for Lent or whatever. We're doing this daily, just like we brush our teeth daily. We bathe the outside of our bodies daily, so we are doing an internal cleansing. So, you know, just like turtles and crabs and, you know, whatnot, they got legs and arms and head. We got legs and arms and head in the trunk. from the neck to the pelvis, that's the trunk. So we spend the day just brushing our teeth and bathing the outside of the body, and then you spend the rest of the day putting junk in the trunk. So that the trunk becomes all distended and people looking like they 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 months pregnant and this and that, and all of this extra waste, particularly in men, is what's creating the issues with the prostate. You understand? Because all of that stuff is up in there together. So what my clients who follow the protocols, now everyone who has purchased products from me is not on point. You understand? Because they're vacillating. You understand? This what I'm speaking to really requires a wholehearted commitment to walking as liberated beings. It requires your spirit being charged, which is why I don't just provide the clay and the herbs and the enema bags and whatnot. I also provide audio files and affirmations and things to listen to, because your spirit has to be charged. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then by the time you've been diagnosed with cancer of whatever, then you got to know that it ain't what the doctors say. It's only what you say, because what you say goes. You understand? And that's what I'm saying, is that, no, the problem that we're dealing with is that we don't know God. We don't know that that's who we are. That's whose we are. And these people have no authority over us except we give it to them.
And tell me, when you said what you say goes, is part of the reasoning behind what you said related to the fact that your cells listen to what you say or what you think?
Because every fiber of your being is penetrated by your being. You're in that body. The spirit is in the body. But the body is 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. Water is a medium of intelligence. We've all come into the world through the medium of water. Right? So water is intelligence. You can speak to the water. All right? So that's why we were told through fasting and prayer, the desires of our hearts will be granted unto us. The fasting is not just going without solid food. The fasting is water. Hydration. And so when you pray, before you can even get the word out, you have to have a value for what it is you want. There has to be a recognition within your spirit, within your heart, within your mind as to what the desired circumstance or situation or victory or triumph is. And when you feel it, that's why you were told to ask and to know that it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and you would find. We were told that in the beginning there was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. There has not been a word except one that has been spoken. You understand? So we have power with our word. We have power with our imaging, our imagination. So we can't be oriented from the perspective, oh, I'm so sick, I'm so sick. No, you ain't sick. Your spirit is whole and complete. Your body has been undermined. And you can do something about that, but you can't do it if you don't have the will to do it. You don't have the intention to do it. If you don't have the care to do it. And that's why I'm reinforcing for us to realize that we will never, ever have anything that is greater than who and what we already are, butt naked. You could take all of the money that has ever been printed, and no matter how fine the paper, the ink, or whose image is on it, you could take all of the coin that has ever been minted in whatever metal that they formed it in, and you can put it all together, and it doesn't have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. We have to get reacclimated and realigned with the divinity of our being, with the wealth of ourselves, so that we know that we are the wealth, and these people have acted as if they have some wealth, except for that which Mother Earth and Mother Nature and the hands of melanin-dominated people all across the world have brought forward through the oil, the diamonds, the gold, the gemstones, the platinum, the coltan, the cobalt, the bauxite, whatever. You have no wealth except for that which is the gift that we are. But we don't value ourselves. We value what they do. We value the things that people make more than we value ourselves. We can't live like that. So we're having to regroup. You understand? We have to reassess it. You understand?
Yes.
There is nothing greater than the gift of life. And for those of us who have a not too distant memory or historical record of our African ancestors being packed like freaking sardines on the bottom of slave ships and coming over here, and other ones who have the not too distant historical reality of over 19, 20 million of our indigenous families being murdered and slaughtered in order for this corrupt nation and government that is liars and murderers and thieves to be established. I'm just saying that, no, there is karmic debt for this already in effect. And these people act like they own something. You cannot own anything here. We play the game. But there is no ownership. You can't own anything here, particularly when you are a detriment to yourself. A house divided against itself shall not stand. That's why divisiveness has been created through the food industry, or that which they call food, which is not food for us.
Tell me something. Yes. Yes. You had mentioned earlier about the enormous profits, money that the pharmaceutical and the medical industry is making based on the feeding people and directing people to eat and consuming dead animals. Is there a substantial, to follow, to be in touch with nature and to be doing daily, as you said, the detoxing as well as the natural nutrition, would there be a tremendous reduction in disease as well as a tremendous reduction in the cost of living when we follow the path that you're talking about?
This is the way that we regain our wealth. And people will tell you, well, there's no health, you know, no wealth without your health. But the reality of it is that you can live so much freer. And now, I've been strict vegetarian for over 42 years. I haven't had a job since 1992. I've been in service most of this time. And it's not that I don't generate income. I can generate income, but I generate income by first, you know, taking whatever money I generate and I invest it in new blood. That means I'm going to get my greens, I'm going to get my herbs, I'm going to get my clay. I'm going to spend the first of everything that I get on creating new life currency. You understand? We're talking the economics of wealth now, right? And so I have my center now so that what I've been doing for myself, now I can do for others. So I invest in the clays and the herbs and the enema bags and whatnot so that we're creating new life currency. That means that we are investing in ourselves and ourselves. So to walk as a liberated people mean that you're free from sickness, illness, disease, despair,
stress, degradation, violation. You understand? You've been able to clear the emotional trauma for the trespasses, the anger, the rape, the molestation, the drunkenness, all of the things that whittled away at our degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness. Because after being in going through all of what we went through to 21, see, by 21, we're labeled adult. Adult is short for adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. We know shame and game and guilt and blame and all kinds of stuff that we don't even discuss with people. And some people have lived their whole 40, 50, 60, 80 years has been nothing but adulteration. So it's hard for them to even accept the reality of their divinity. That's why they're calling on Jesus and always outside of themselves without acknowledging the divinity of themselves. That's why I'm saying we don't know God. God is all there is.
And so
it did not give us life. Let me just say this. It did not give us so much of itself. The intelligence of existence is the even playing field. There is nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence that fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. It beats our heart. It breathes us. It is divinely designed us. And it does not oppress and kill itself over here to exalt itself as superior over here. It has its own well-being as all being at heart. And so we have to learn how to love as it loves, how to radiate like the sun radiates, how to transform, transmute, transcend everything just like the earth does. And these people have been bombing and drilling and doing all kinds of things, and we're still in rotation and flotation on a planet that is immersed in eternity. Yes, there's so much for us to be thankful for. Because we have the opportunity for salvation and deliverance from all of this foolishness. We have the opportunity to walk in the integrity of the awesomeness of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have the opportunity to be completely healed, to be made whole, to lose the extra weight, to come to a point and place where we're outthinking these people. And they have no authority in our lives. We begin to set a whole new precedent and paradigm for a culture of life as opposed to being in a society that is a death culture, where a multi-trillion-dollar business is in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And those of us who become educated, those of us who got our degrees and whatnot, we're pretty much just educated to be blackface of a white ideology of a sick people. How do you know? Because you cannot be a wealthy or a healthy people when you create multi-trillion-dollar business in sickness, illness, disease, and death. Not possible to be healthy and do that.
Wow, that's powerful. And I'm sure from your position in terms of your holistic life center that you get to see the difference in the people that are following the process that you outlined, and they are no longer suffering the things, and they're cleansing their lives. And family members, I definitely, as I had said earlier in the conversation, make sure that you take notes. And once again, tell the listening audience, what's the name of your life center?
With Mother Earth's Blessing, Holistic Life Center. We're at 1830 Cheshire Bridge in Atlanta. And I have a lot of audio content online. If you Google Adamas, A-D-A-M-A-S-P-E-A-K-S, and then my website is old and I'm current, and so most of what I do is not online. You have to deal with me directly. I think that direct is best, because what I've seen over the years is that many people get to a point where they produce products, and then they put their products online, and they advertise, and they Instagram, and they tweet, and this and that, but you really need more than products. You need inspiration. You need a life support partner. You need somebody that cares that you get it. And that's why my life support line is 678-760-9299. We just need to be in a place where we're not afraid. You know, because fear, it can stifle. You can't be in the fullness of your faith and be in fear at the same time. And we were told, according to our faith, so shall it be done unto us. So if we have more faith in the oppressors and the Gates and the Faucis and the Fastings and the Chipping, we got more faith in that than we do in the presence of the living gods and goddesses as our absolute reality, then you're going to be under them. We continue to feed from them. You continue to violate your blood with the violation of violated beings, then you'll continue to have sickness, illness, and disease. You'll be under them. You have to go to them. You understand? And coming to a point in place where you realize that we have those ones who talk about sovereignty and giving the birth certificate back and the Social Security number and this and that. I'm saying, why would you have to appeal to a people who are already being disqualified for continuance in existence because they're murderers, liars, and thieves? Why would you appeal to them to recognize your sovereignty? Your sovereignty comes in your being in absolute love and absolute law, absolute light and absolute wisdom and absolute truth. But you can't eat like these people and then have that. And that's why we were told you can't serve two masters.
I agree with that. Well, Sister Adama, this is a powerful message, and family, please take heed of what you've heard, and know that you can reach out to Sister Adama, her Mother Earth Blessing Holistic Life Center, as well as as she talked about, her radio broadcast that is very informative. Look for Adama Speaks. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm on tonight at midnight, every Thursday night, midnight to 3, WRFG.org, WRFG Radio Free Georgia.org. From midnight to 3 every Thursday night, Friday before day.
Okay. And your broadcasts are also archived?
Yeah, they've got some archives that you can go. I think it's a Mixcloud something. And then bbsradio.com/Adama Speaks. That's boyboysamradio.com/Adama Speaks has archives of my monologues.
Okay. And so, family, we've had a very exciting, for real conversation tonight, and recognize that we've got to be totally liberated, and that includes to be moving in that direction of being a nutritarian and being nutrified and detoxed. And as she said, to be doing these things on a daily basis. And to, I think you said, if we were truly committed to use every fiber within ourselves to do these things, we would be getting excellent results. And we'd also, it helps to reopen our divine mind, as she had talked about. And then she talked about the difference. There is a major difference between the people that are into the dead, devitalized foods versus the ones that are into living natural food and the detoxing. And there's a major difference in the cost. And when you factor in the things such as reawakening that divine mind and being able to use that divine mind, we can transform things, including transform even those that are would be our opposers, our oppressors, our enemies against us. We can transform a lot of those things. And that money that we can be devoting to being well, as Sister Adama talked about, that would also allow us to not be so consumed in spending and giving up so much money to the pharmaceutical companies and to the kidney dialysis places. And then we
right.
would also be in a stronger position to collectively pool resources so that we could help the good sisters like Adama to have even bigger holistic life center, and we could be the healers of our people rather than the dialysis places and the pharmaceutical places. And we would be insane not to do that. And Sister Adama, I thank you. You explained it so well, and we certainly look forward to hearing more from you as you continue to do your broadcast, and we look forward to having you back on again. And family members, take note and make those proper changes and reach out to Sister Adama. And Sister Adama, we are at the end of the hour, and we thank you so much always for bringing forth that love and that we've got to heal and nourish and be a nutritarian to our blood and to all of ourselves.
Right.
And it's very, very precious. And we will be talking some more soon, and family members, we'll be back next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Us Lifting Us Dare to Win call. And we thank everybody that was on the telephone line as well as by internet radio, and we will be back next week. Be well and be safe and be natural.
Thank you, Preston.
Thank you, sister.